The very first hidden message in the gospel we have just listened to is that Jesus watches while we give. The scripture tells us he sat down and observed the people putting gifts in the treasure. My dear friends in Christ, each time we pull out our gift, our offering, and put in the basket, what we hear today teaches us that the Lord Jesus sees it, watches it. And one other thing we learn here is that he prefers quality to quantity. The poor widow gave a little thing, and Jesus admires that. He prefers that. Quality then is described by, kind of defined like, the cost to the person of the giver. So the quality of gift is measured by the cost to the person of the giver. In short, how much of the person of the giver is in the gift? That is what makes it sacrifice. If you give out of abundance that something you don't need, that's simply quantity. But if what you give hurts you, we reflect back the gospel of last Sunday when the Lord Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And so when it comes to giving, you prefer God to yourself. Give God much more than what you need for yourself. If what you give God hurts you, that is where the quality comes in. That is where it becomes sacrifice. If you only give whatever is abundance, the leftover, there isn't that much of the person of the giver in the gift. What then makes it qualitative? What makes your gift to be of good quality, which of course the Lord Jesus prefers, is when you give from even the little thing you wanted to use, but you surrender it and give it to God in sacrifice. That is how the offering the Lord Jesus is telling us today. That is what God prefers. And when you look, even the first reading, the widow of Zarephath, she had nothing. She had just a little thing. But what did she do? In the words of the prophet, according to what the prophet wants, she went and prepared, hurting herself and her mind in that very moment. But then God replenished it. When you look through the scriptures in the Old Testament, you see people giving themselves in their gifts. Think of Abel. The best of his own gifts he gave to God. And God received that. He preferred that to that of Cain. Think of Abraham. He had only one son. God said, sacrifice that son, even though it hurts. So what the Lord Jesus is teaching us here is God prefers quality to quantity. It's not how much it is, but how deep and how much of you is given out in the gift. And so when we offer to God, how do we do it? The loose change that we have in our pockets? Or we really say, I am going to do this, even though it hurts. So that is the lesson today, my dear friends in Christ. First, the scripture tells us the Lord Jesus sat down and observed people putting money in the treasury. Which means each time we come here and we put something in the basket, the Lord is watching. He is observing. And when you put it in there, how much of you is put in the gift? How much of you is in the gift? That is what he prefers. Prefers that quality. Something that you give and it hurts you. Something that you give not out of abundance. Remember what he said about the widow. Out in her poverty. He could have said, I don't have. And nobody would blame her. But she did not. Even the little she had, she put it all out. It means putting herself in the basket, in the treasury. So each time we give, let's ask ourselves, how much of me is in the gift I have given? Is in the offering I have given? If what you do doesn't hurt you, it doesn't really count. So that is what the Lord Jesus is teaching us today. Do it as a sacrifice. And to be a sacrifice, it must have to be something you really do out of your whole heart. So we pray and ask God to help us to always present our person in the gift, not out of abundance. Because once we prefer our person in the gift, we present our person in the gift, we give ourselves, it becomes a sacrifice. And that is what God wants from us. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.